have you ever felt like the giant in Gulliver's Travels? You know, here's a person just like you and I, you know, all powerful and able to stand up to the, you know, the any seeming challenge, you know, seeming undefeatable. But he lies down on the beach one day and he falls asleep. And while he's sleeping, all these little people begin to pull all these strings across him. And then they stake these strings down. Now, this wouldn't normally, you know, here. Now, normally it wouldn't be a problem because, you know, he'd be able to just pull those strings up and sit up and go on his merry way. But the problem is all these little people have been working all night long, pulling all these strings across this giant. And he finds that when he wakes up, he can't move his arms or his legs, and no matter how hard he tries to sit up, he can't because he's all tied down. Now, you've been there, I've been there, we've all been there, haven't we? These little people, they actually symbolize our worries. Okay, those human thoughts that are filled with concern and fear. And those thoughts that race around the mind, you know, and that feel like they're so out of control. And that when those thoughts come in, when those worry thoughts, when those compulsive thoughts, those thoughts of, you know, I can't do this, I'm not good enough, I'm not smart enough, I'm not successful, whatever it is for you, and you've got your favorite little worry thoughts. But when those thoughts begin to move through our mind, a string is pulled over you, just like our giant. And you feel like you're tied down, can't get up, and you feel like the weight of life is pulling you down. You get anxious and you get stressed out and fearful. And you begin to think, you know, can I ever get up? Can I ever walk free and tall again? Can I be all that I am created to be? And my answer to you is yes. Yes, you can. Because it doesn't matter what the challenge, and I know sometimes those challenges seem so overwhelming, but whatever those challenges are, you have within you what it takes to rise above them. You have the power within you to rise above any seeming challenge. In the book of Revelation, it says, God will wipe every tear from their eyes, tears gone, crying gone, pain gone. Look, I'm making all things new. Look, I am making all things new. Now, who is the I there? God. God, the beloved, the higher self, your true self, a higher power. And just listen to the beloved saying to you, you know, the past is no longer here. You know, don't let it tie you down to the beach of life. You know, the past is gone. Focus on your essential self, your beloved. Keep your attention on the beloved within you. Make, you know, putting your focus on divine essence first. Always have that. You know, put your purpose of focusing on divine essence first. And when you do that, a new life will begin to be created within you. In fact, it's emerging within you now. It's emerging within you now. Here we are in week 3 of our 7-week fall program that we've called Birth 2012, Co-Creating a Planetary Shift. And we're studying the book Emergence, The Shift from Ego to Essence by Barbara Marx Hubbard, and we've got spiritual connection groups meeting all throughout the area during the week, having great conversations about this material. I know we had in our group, and I've been hearing great things about other groups. You know, we are birthing ourselves as young universal humans. We are awakening to something new within us. And to me, that's exciting. I don't know about you, but I'm really excited about that. That we are each awakening to this something new that is being created within us. And so we started this series a couple weeks ago by talking about entering into the inner sanctuary, you know, preparing that place of readiness within us for just allowing us to really awaken and focus on that essential beloved, that divine presence, our essential self within. And we're creating this place within ourselves, a space for something new to happen. Then last week, we began welcoming the beloved into our awareness. And that's our primary focus, is to invite the essential self, the beloved, our true self, our true spiritual self, to invite that presence to incarnate within us even more fully. And our whole goal is to really spend as much time as possible contemplating the beloved. Because whatever we focus on, we get more of. That's our third unity principle. Whatever we focus on, we get more of that. And so today, this week, we're going to talk about, you know, beginning to accept our new identity and begin to move more and more into that place of coming home to the beloved, coming home to ourselves as these young universal humans, coming home to our oneness and falling in love with our essential presence, our beloved, coming home to who we really are. Barbara Marx Hubbard, in her book, Emergence, she writes, "The key practice at this stage is to continue putting the purpose of being essence first, not second." So our primary purpose is to put essence first. She goes on to say, this does not mean that we stop doing everything else in our life. This is not, it simply means that whatever we're doing, we keep our primary focus of attention on the beloved within. Now, I don't know about you, but I'm not always there. I sometimes, you know, feel some compulsive thoughts coming in when I'm sitting in meditation. Oh, do this, do that, you know, the whole list of to-dos for the day. And at times, anxiety kind of pulls at me. You know, there are times that, you know, I'm not quite connected to the beloved. Ever been there? Does that happen to you sometimes too? You know, sometimes I feel like that giant in Gulliver's Travel. You know, I'm tied up, I can't get up, and I feel like the weight of life is pulling me down. And Barbara calls this the local self. And she says that this local self has a way of acting up and leaving us feeling very anxious. Ever happened to you? You know, she says the local selves have a way of escaping out the back door of the inner sanctuary. So as you're meditating, can you just imagine, you know, these local selves are just running out the back door. And she says, just as you're contemplating the beloved, a disturbed local self sends in a thought, we must get busy now. We've got lots to do. We just can't sit here and doing nothing. Pulling our attention away from our focus on essence. So Charles Fillmore, co-founder of Unity, and in our study of Unity metaphysics, he refers to this as personality versus individuality. Personality versus individuality. And he goes on to say that the personality within us are the characteristics that we choose consciously or unconsciously to express. So our personality expresses our likes and our dislikes, our fears and our favorites, our attitudes and our beliefs. You know, it's the role that we choose to play at any given moment, which can change. It's the face that we choose to show people, which can be different depending on who we are in front of. And as Barbara Marx Hubbard would call it, that's our local self, our ego. So in Unity, we'd say it's personality. Barbara would say it's the local self, or the ego. Now, we can put on and take off a number of personalities in the course of a lifetime. I mean, who are we kidding? We can put on and take off a number of personalities in the course of a day. Yeah. Charles Fillmore He wrote in 12 Powers of Man, he says, man exists in the subconsciousness as a multitude of men or women. The wise man, the foolish man, the kind man, the cruel man, the loving man, the hateful man, the stingy man, the generous man, the weak man, the strong man, the happy man, the troubled man. I'm leaving a lot of these out, too. The timid man, the courageous man, the sick man, the healthy man. These and 1,000 other types of man as active personalities occupy the consciousness of every human being. That make you feel better that you're not going crazy? And Charles referred to these as thought people. I love that term, thought people. These people that live in your head rent-free, moaning, complaining, whining. You know, I didn't think that was a good idea. I never thought it was a good idea. Who do you think you can't do that, yada, yada, yada. Now, individuality, Charles Fillmore describes as the expression of our true self. It's the expression of the of God, our individual expression of God in us. That is our true self, our true essential self, our true identity. And it's the Christ uniquely expressing within us. And Barbara Marx Hubbard would call that the beloved. So in unity, you would say it's individuality or the Christ consciousness. Barbara would call it the beloved. She writes in Emergence, I noticed that as the essential self came in further through the attention of the local self, various aspects of the local self relaxed their grip on the conscious mind. In fact, much to my delight, I found that my compulsive local self, or what we would say our thought people in unity, my compulsive local self was lifted up into a vibrational field of the beloved, or in unity we would say the Christ consciousness. And in the process of incarnating, we discover that the sense of separation, which the ego so often feels, is actually not real. The sense of separation. So when we place our attention on the beloved, on the essential self, that Christ presence within us, then this illusion of separation begins to fade away. And we begin to remember our divine essence. We remember who we are. We remember and feel our oneness with all parts of ourself. No separation. And the lost and wounded parts of our local self, you know, just like lost and wounded children, they're longing to come home. Yeah, they're just scared. Those parts of ourselves that seem out of control, they're just scared. Yeah, they just want to come home. They don't want to have to be in control. They just want to be loved. And they just want to feel oneness with the beloved. That's all our ego or our local self or our whatever you call it, personality. That's all that it wants. Is it wants to be invited in. And so invite all parts of yourself into the party. Invite all of yourselves into the inner sanctuary. Because the deepest heart's desire of our separated self is oneness with the beloved. That's all it wants. And so we begin our own process of emergence by loving our ego, by loving our personality, by loving our local self, not chopping it off or throwing it out, but embracing it and welcoming it and inviting it in to be in the presence and to feel its oneness with the beloved. And then you'll find it calms right down. Because that's what it wants. And so the more that we can identify with the beloved, the Christ within, the more we can identify with that part of ourselves, the more our individuality begins to emerge. And the more we can, you know, and the more we continue to put the purpose of being first. Put the purpose of being first. The more we do that, our personality decreases, our individuality increases, and we realize that the Christ, the beloved within, seeking to express as us, is us in every cell of our being, in every decision that we make, and in every moment of our life. That Christ's presence is us. And so whatever you're doing, whatever you are doing, keep your attention on the beloved within. And when you begin to feel that local self or those thought people begin to act up and go out of control and begin to feel anxious and scared, all you do is you just radiate essence. Radiate love. And keep your attention on the beloved. It's as easy as that. Three steps. Radiate essence, radiate love, put your attention and keep your attention on the beloved. And once you do this, you'll begin to feel your local selves, your ego, release its grip. And you will feel at peace. And you will feel a new sense of freedom. Barbara writes in Emergence, and I'd like to end with this. She says, at this stage, the local egoic personality self becomes so enchanted with the experience of its essential self that it freely, voluntarily, even joyfully chooses to surrender its dominance. It invites the beloved essential self to enter in the whole way, to take dominion within its household of local selves, the many sub-personalities or aspects of the local self. And we begin to feel more at home with ourselves and making a conscious choice to come in the whole way as who we really are. Did you love that? We can begin to feel more at home within ourselves, and we can consciously begin to be who we really are as we embrace all parts of ourselves and as we begin coming home. And so let's now allow and invite the beloved to take dominion within us as we come home, coming home to the beloved and coming home to ourselves as we move into our time of meditation. And so I invite you to close your eyes and open your heart. Take a deep breath and surrender.
Deeper and deeper I surrender. I surrender to this love. Deeper and deeper I surrender. Deeper and deeper I surrender to this love. There's nowhere I need to go. But simply
and becoming aware of your breath. Breathing deeply and slowly. Breathing in and out through your heart. Connecting to the love that is in your heart. And becoming one with your essential self, your essence. And breathing in and out through your heart. Breathe that love into your whole body, your whole being. And send that love out to the world. Savor the joy of being one with your essence. And as you continue to breathe, begin to let your body relax. Relaxing the muscles of your face and letting your tongue float, relax in your mouth. Feel the energy of essence and relaxation flowing down your neck and shoulders, relaxing the muscles down your back, flowing down your torso, down from your hips and your legs to your feet. Let essence flow into your body. Let it infuse every cell with the frequencies of your essential self. Your essence. Breathe these energies in, filling your heart, your consciousness, your entire being. And enter the inner sanctuary within you. Here there is a light, and the light invites you in. Step into this light, which is your true essence, the beloved, your essential self. And there's a feeling of coming home. Engulfed in this beautiful light, enfolded in a love so deep and so pure. Invite in the deepest way you know how. Invite your essence to come in all the way. And desire more than anything else, union with the beloved. And make that deep request in your own personal way now. And feeling your union with your essence, radiating bliss and unconditional love to your local self, to your whole being. Make a vow right now to release the illusion of separation of your local self, your ego, from your essential self. And with the power of your local self's yearning for the bliss of union, for the fulfillment of its desire for love, invite your essential self to come in the whole way. To incarnate as you. Ask for complete union of the human and the divine within yourself. And invite your essential self to take dominion. And as this happens, let us rest in the silence, in the inner sanctuary. In this field of love and peace, in the light. of our true self. Just feel the radiance and savor the joy of this union of your ego and your essence, of the human and the divine. And feel this radiance and sacred energy animating every cell of your body, illuminating your consciousness, feeling the joy of your local self releasing its illusion of separation. As we begin to bring this meditation to a close, just gently and slowly return to this moment in time, to this place, taking a deep breath, but staying connected and infused with this energy, savoring the beauty of this experience, standing in this field of love and bliss and joy and oneness. Safe and protected, home at last. And with hearts overflowing with gratitude, we simply say thank you. Thank you. And so it is. And we let it be. Amen.